Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, what were you thinking when you got the nomination for the Calder Trophy? Did you think you had a chance, or what went through your mind?
I got some good guys with me. Elias Pettersson is a pretty special guy out there. So I don't expect to win, but you never know. So it's really fun to be here.
Did you at least think you had a chance to be in the top three?
I don't know. You never know, but it's fun to be nominated. I made a pretty good season.
What was it like following a long Pettersson season? I mean, having two guys from Sweden here nominated.
It's special to have two players from Sweden. It's pretty funny. He's a really good guy and a good player. So to be able to be in Vegas with him and at the awards, it's special.
How much of the Stanley Cup did you watch? Did you see?
I pretty much looked on everything. It was a good final. All congrats to St. Louis. It was fun that they won. They were in dead last, and then they came back and won the Stanley Cup. So that was pretty cool.
What does that give you guys? A lesson that the season never really is over. Does that give a lot of teams that lesson now? What St. Louis was able to do?
Yeah, of course. I mean, they just showed that never give up is it's really a thing. So, all credit to them that makes other teams trusting themselves, I guess.
Being a young player, I mean, you knew you had lost your coach. I mean, he got fired before you left. But now you've talked to your new coach. Ralph said he's talked to you a little bit. He says you want the season to start tomorrow. You're ready to go. How'd that conversation go with Ralph, and what did you think of him just the first time you talked to him?
It went good. It was really I've only heard good things about him. It's I'm really excited to play for him. So, yeah, we just talked about what he likes and what I like. And I guess he calls everyone in the team, so it was all good.
Did you remember who he was from the World Cup? Did you know of him when you found out he was the one who was hired?
No, actually, I didn't really know who he was, but I had some research on him. He seems like a really, really good and good coach.
Last year at this time, you did played a boatload of hockey, and then you had the draft. How beneficial is the break going to be for you this year, heading into a new season?
Yeah, it's really good. I'm working out a lot, and I'm on the ice too, so I got really time to prepare for next season and come back and really fighting for a playoff spot.
And that comfort level to take the puck and run with it a little bit more comfortable in your own skin now with a year under your belt?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm young and I'm a defender, so it was a lot of things to improve on last season. So, just to have a lot of time to work on all those stuff this summer, it's gonna help me in the game.
Since being out here after a successful rookie season, is this an opportunity for you to just look around at these other superstars here and take it all in and just enjoy this moment in Vegas?
Yeah, of course. It's really cool to see all the guys in here. It's been my idol since I was a kid. So it's a little bit weird, but it's super fun.
Things got harder for you as the season went on. What are you working on now? What kind of things do you want to improve on? And what kinds of things does Ralph say you can improve on as you're doing your workouts here?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't expect that the season would be that long. It was a lot of games, and it was 82 long games. So, I'm more mature now, and I know how to handle all these games now. And of course, my strength and my conditioning is a key for success next summer. So, I'm working really hard this summer.
What were the biggest things you think you learned in that first season? What were the things that surprised you? What did you get better at?
Like I said, it was that 82 games is a lot, so you have to take care of your body Some days I get too frustrated when we had a bad game and stuff like that. So, and yeah, just be able to not think about the games is it's a big key for next year.
What was the biggest message that Ralph gave you about the way he wanted to play? I mean, did he give you much insight in how he wants to play?
Not that much, but yeah, he likes to play with the puck. We have a skilled players in our team that likes that, so I think it will fit perfect.
Do you get the sense that they're really going to be relying on you to even eat up more minutes than you did as a rookie?
I don't know. We'll see. I will try to play the best hockey I can, and then we'll see what happens.
Jason Botterill had said they're going to do some roster surgery. Are you curious to see what's going to happen and who's going to go and who's going to come in?
Yeah, I'm super curious. We'll see if we get any new players or not. So, yeah, just wait and see.
This is the business side of hockey, something that maybe you got to get used to, don't you, being a young player?
Yeah, the trade deadline last season was pretty special. I never experienced that before. So, that was weird. So I learned new things every day.
Speaking of business, Jeff Skinner is back. How important was that, do you feel, for the future of the team to get him back?
That was super good that he's back with the Sabres, and he's a really good guy, and he's a great guy in the locker room, and he scores a lot of goals, so that's really good for us.
Thanks, Rasmus. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.